So, looking forward to getting back into it after an international break, Neil.
Yeah, I am. It's you know, we needed the break. I think it just helped us. We'd played a lot of games. We've got a lot of lads who come back from injuries that we managed to get through. We've got two or three injured that we've managed to get back. So almost a full squad now. And the lads, I think they enjoyed a few days off after the strenuous efforts of the last few weeks.
Yeah, because there were a couple of players that were holding knocks and they were playing through the knocks. Are they all okay now?
Yeah, they are. I mean, Frecklington, even our skipper Broad. You know, there's been one or two that's carried knocks, but it's been good to have, like I say, a few breaks, and now they've trained well this week.
And a Yorkshire derby against your former club, and of course Steve coming back to Rotherham as well. It's going to be some atmosphere at the New York.
Yeah, it will anyhow. I mean, I was at QPR earlier this season, and Leeds fans, it were fantastic. I mean, yes, I get a few choice words shouted at me, but you'd expect that. And nothing will be changing on Saturday, New York's day. It'll be buzzing. And our fans played a part the last home match, you know, 8 minutes to go, and they lifted the roof when we got that first goal. And we almost did the impossible. So it'll be a cracking atmosphere.
Is it a good time to be playing Leeds? Of course, they lost 4-1 and they've had to stew on that.
Well, yeah, it is, but they won the other three games, didn't they, before? So it depends which way you look at it. It's always derbies are a toss of a coin, and I think this will be the same.
And for you, I guess it's just about continuing the momentum. It's been an amazing run since you've come into the club.
Yeah, they've done really well, lads. They're enjoying it. It's hard work, but you know, we've put a smile back on the fans' face. But we haven't achieved anything yet. We've got into a good position, but now we've got to get it in the next 8 games and not let this good run go to waste.
What do you make of the job Steve Evans done at Leeds? You know, he said in the press conference yesterday to me that, well, he was just full of superlatives for the job you've done here. What do you make of the job he's done at Elland Road? It's always a difficult position at that club, as you know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he'll be enjoying it, but it's a stressful job because it's such a big club. It's the biggest club I've ever managed, and I'm not being disrespectful to anybody that I've managed. But, you know, I don't look at what Steve's doing or any other manager, really. I have enough on my plate here to get to concentrate on Rotherham, and, you know, I'll have a chat with Steve after the game, I'm sure, and talk about one or two things then.
And for yourself, is it just continuing to think about until the end of the season, and then you'll assess things then about your own future?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've got 8 games to go, and that's what I said. Let me come here, try and get the lads motivated and getting the results. And we've managed to do that, but now we'd be fabulous. You know, they were 7-1 on to get relegated, so it'd be fabulous to actually keep them up. And that's what I intend to do in the last 8 games.